What is wrong with you?
Great start, man.
It is. Rudy, you're not supposed to talk yet. This is Bob Belts, and he's Bo Mitchell. And we're glad you tuned in today. You get the blessing.
Little Santana.
Pretty mellow music we got here today.
I know. It'll be hard to get up to this music.
We want people to wake up, though, and we want you to tune in this show. You're going to meet a great guy today named Rudy Chacon, one of the strong ministers in this town of Denver that will bless you as you get to know his story. And Rudy's the one that suggested, it's easy for me to say, that music. So you got a love for Santana.
Was that Europa, Rudy, or which one was that?
You're going to have to move up here, Rudy.
That was Samba Pati.
Oh, and what does that mean?
Well, samba is a Latino dance, and pati means for you. So it's basically a love dance for you.
Are you Latino?
Yeah. Sure.
And what's the difference in Latino, Spanish, Mexican, Chicano, and...
Chacon.
Well, you know what?
Not, whatever
not
else.
A whole lot.
Yeah. I think I know, by the way.
The main thing is we all talk Spanish, but everyone has their little variation, so...
So if you're Chicano, are you born in America, but one of your parents is Mexican?
Well, Bo, you got most of that right. You're born in America, you speak English, and you got the American tradition, whereas in you're from Mexico or South America, or Central America, there's some different traditions.
So what do they want to be called if they're from Dominican or Panama or...
Panamanian and Dominican, probably.
Rudy. So what's the broad category
Touché.
Of Latino then, man?
Pardon?
What's the broad category of Latino?
Well, probably usually brown skin.
So the baseball players that say they're Latino could be any of that.
Right, right. It's pretty broad, Bo. It's pretty broad.
All right, so our guest you're listening to there is Rudy Chacon. Rudy and I have been friends for, gee whiz, 25 years?
Yeah.
And Rudy and I have been friends for 26.
There you go.
I met
Sorry,
the two
Bob, I was leaving
time.
You out there.
Oh, we met at the same time.
Cliff, how long you been friends with him? Don't like him yet. That's a good answer.
4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years for Mark. So you're among friends here today, Rudy. We want to hear about your life. Where were you born and raised?
Well, I'm son of migrant workers, Frank Chacon and Charlotte. And I was born in 1950, Greeley, Colorado. My parents were migrant workers, Bo. We came up from northern New Mexico, southern Colorado, called the San Luis Valley. And I was born in 1950, and 5 years later, we moved to Denver, where I was raised.
What schools did you go to in Denver?
I graduated from North High, 1969.
We used to kill you guys, didn't we?
Yeah.
Were you an athlete?
Yeah.
Do you remember Bo Mitchell? Do you remember Bo Mitchell in those days? It was Dudley, right?
I try not to say too much, but Bo would kill us.
Yeah, Dudley then.
Dudley. But we liked him. He didn't even know we liked him.
Huh?
You know, I knew baseball, football, basketball would be over someday, and we made friends, and that was neat.
Cool.
I do remember when we first started together, but was it around camp?
Right, 1986, sky's the limit, Bo.
Yeah, friend of ours, Rich Beach, who I believe led Bob from the dark life he was living into the light of Christ. Boy, that's an amazing link. And then Rudy, I can remember first time meeting you thinking, big personality, great guy, leader. And we met through Luis, didn't we? Luis Villarreal.
And Jack, yeah.
And Jack LaPietra.
Yeah.
So tell us a little about your background there with those guys and how'd you get launched in your life of faith and your life of ministry?
You know, Bo, Luis and I grew up together. We met in fifth grade. We had our father's death in common. And we hung around together, went to middle school and high school together. And we're still friends, still best of friends. And that's how... I met Jack LaPietra through Bo and through Luis, excuse me, and we went to New Life in Christ Church together. And well, for 20 years.
New Life's a great church down there near the football stadium, Old Mile.
They moved.
They've moved. Yeah.
Yeah. That got too gentrified.
Back when we met, that's where it was.
Geez,
now where are they?
Well, they're
We've moved, according to everybody in the room hollering at me.
They're out.
They moved. What's wrong with you? They moved.
You. I knew they moved.
I can't say enough, Bo, about Pastor Jack LaPietra and Luis. They were just so instrumental in forming me spiritually. And then I met Rich and Rich Beach and you, yourself, and you guys did help me a lot, too. And I'm grateful for all these men. And there's been a number of others, too, that have been instrumental in helping me become the man of God. I'm not afraid to say that either, Bo, that I become. And God is using me. He's using all of us. But I'm surprised sometimes how God uses me.
Well, like all of us, you're referring to, I guess you had some wild years where nobody just receives Christ and then becomes a mature, obedient, walking in the Spirit every minute type Christian. It takes a while to grow up, just like it does physically. We have to grow up spiritually, and I guess you're referring to days when you were a little bit on the wild side.
That's right, Bo. I try not to talk too much about it, but I had some jagged edges.
We all do. You don't have to be shy around me now. And, the 20,000 people listening, maybe you want to back off.
And God's done a real number on me. The Holy Spirit has just done a mighty work. And I can say that with confidence because men are coming to the Lord. Men's lives are being changed. Things are happening. And with almost nothing as a budget. So it just shows you the power of faith to this very day, coming, walking into these studios with you men.
So you stayed down and keep kind of working right there where your roots are in the city, and you work with men that maybe are on the same path you were on for a while.
Yeah, because of that, Bo, I understand the depth of alcohol addiction and drug addiction and several other things that can hold a man in bondage, literally in chains, unable to be or do anything to further the kingdom of God, much less their own life. So I go in and I usually work with the people that fall through the cracks that most people are either afraid to work with or they're misunderstood. And God has given me the wisdom and the guts and the faith to just step out, love them, create a relationship with them, and try to enter into their lives and get a peek at their heart and see how I might be able to bring them the power of Jesus into their life to turn them around. I've learned that it isn't until you have the power, the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, nothing's going to change, because men can't do it on their own. We have men all over the city, the state, the country, the world for that matter, that are trying to turn their lives around on their own. And until you have the dunamis, I love that word, dunamis power, the Holy Spirit power in your life, you're not going to do it, because that's the power that picks up after my 180 pounds of power is gone.
Yeah, I ought to just throw in that where that word comes from and that Rudy's talking about there. But, you know, in the book of Acts, when first chapter, when Jesus said, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and in the original language there that the New Testament was written in, the word power is this word dunamis. We get our word dynamite from it, or dynamo is probably a better explanation, because dynamite's one big bang and it's over, but a dynamo just keeps churning that out, and that's really what the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives when he comes into our lives. So when Rudy says that dunamis power, that's what he's talking about.
And that's the name of your ministry?
Yeah, Team Dunamis, Bo. I just love that word, and I love the idea of a team, a group of guys working together.
We're calling Highline Community Church now. We've changed the name to Team Highline. Same thing, so here we go. Well, not officially, but I, in my own mind, I've changed it to that. So.
I like that. It is better to be a part of a team. We're all part of a bunch of teams, and Rudy, you and I have been teammates for a lot of years. I've always thought the best of you. When you come around, you brighten up the room, and you are honest and aggressive and friendly and a leader. So I'm glad you didn't go completely under when you were like all of us drifting off into your own nonsense, because there were a few times you said one of the funniest things I've ever heard once. I think you'd been drinking, and I said, Rudy, you've been drinking, haven't you? And you said, just one. And Rich Beach says, one case? And you said, yeah.
So that was the old days.
That's old, right. Rudy.
Hey, Rudy, tell us.
Rudy had Christ in there and that joyful spirit you have, Rudy. I'm telling you.
Okay, thanks.
Tell us what it looks like, Rudy, when you kind of give us a story of entering in, you know, how do you find a guy and how do you kind of boldly, you know, engage? Can you think of kind of one of your guys you've worked with and give us a little bit of a feel for that?
Well, here's a good story about a guy named Robert. Sunday morning, I was walking into church, and outside of church, you got these little places you can sit down, and there was this guy sitting there crying, a grown man, a full-grown man crying at 10 o'clock in the morning, and everyone was just walking past him and looking at him like, what the heck's wrong with you? What are you doing crying? You're a grown man. You shouldn't be crying. Look at you. You're a mess. And I noticed three or four people just walked right past him. They walked away from him. And I thought, what are you guys doing? Can't you see the guy made it all the way to church? This is as close as he could get. He needs help. That was so easy for me to spot. I walked up to him. I introduced myself, which is always a wise thing to do. And you ask them for, you know, you ask them for their name. And you just, it's real simple. You just say, how you doing? You know, and the guy just pulled out a backpack full of problems and just dumped right there like I'd known him for 100 years. And then all I very simply says, what would you like to do me to do for you? How can I help you? And he says, and he looked at me and he's sobbing and he just said, pray for me. So I prayed for him. We made friends. Started coming to church, and now he comes to Wednesday night School of Dunamis. I have a School of Dunamis where I teach evangelism, discipleship, leadership. I believe those are my gifts, and he's one of the students. Yeah, and you know, I pray for him, and we talk, and he's coming around. He's got a relationship back with his daughter. Oh, another one of the questions was, what do you need me to pray for? And he says, well, my wife, my mom and my daughter don't understand me. They throw me out of the house. They fight with me. And I prayed for that. And now he's back talking to them too. And his life's in some kind of order now, where it was just a big mess. And this man was seeking God. He had ran out of options. There he was, came to see God. And I guess I represented God that day. And I represent God many days.
You got a great way of phrasing it and a great countenance as you're sharing it. So you made a friend there.
Right, right, yeah.
So, met him where he was, didn't try to buttonhole him, just said, what can I do for you?
Right, you really don't have to pressure anyone. All you got to do is be sensitive to the Spirit, and the Spirit will lead you.
You're listening to the voice there, Rudy Chacon, our guest today on You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell. My co-host is Bob Belts, and like I said earlier, he's always had this spirit. It's awfully encouraging and refreshing, isn't it, Bob?
It is. You remember the first thing that you did for me, Rudy, like 25 years ago?
Oh, yeah, that's, I don't forget that. I cleaned up this backyard.
Oh, I thought it was my car. You were painting cars
in
those
days. No, I did
your car. You painted my car, man. Yeah,
cleaned your backyard first. Thank you. I needed the money. I hated doing the job, but I needed the money.
You've always been industrious like that. What you had, Rudytizing, which was detailing of cars, and you're great at that. Where'd you learn that business?
Way back in the late early 70s, 1970, I had a friend, and I was looking for work. I just got married, couldn't find a job. And he says, well, you want to wash cars? And I go, no. And he says, no, this is detailing. It's waxing them and cleaning them. And then he told me that I can make some good money if I hustled. So I hustled, and next thing you know, I'm running the whole shop. So
now you're still doing some of that, aren't you?
I can still do it, Bob, but it really takes a lot out of
Yeah.
It's pure labor. That's why most people don't do it, and people still don't pay much. So, but if I'm hungry, I'll do whatever I have to do.
And Team Dunamis so pays the bills, and you got a good group of guys like Ted Blank around you that support you and love you like we do.
You bet. I'm glad you mentioned Ted. He's just been an awesome brother. Matter of fact, I met Ted at Sky's the Limit, 1986. And he
that was
just
a good year for us.
Yeah, he just watched me out of the corner of his eye all them years and been supporting me ever since. So him and Linda are awesome people. I love them.
They're great folks. So what are you most excited about in your life and your ministry coming up here in the next months, years?
Well, the Christmas season, of course, Bo, is, you know, we celebrate the birth of Christ, and that's so special. And it's a powerful time for people around our city and state and country. And it kind of, my heart goes out to the guys who I'll be meeting at the Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving Day. I'll be meeting them to minister to them. But just, you know, I want them to remember Jesus Christ and all who he is and all that he's done for me and for them and for us, and that they would have some kind of a hope. I'm kind of the guy, Bob, that brings hope, even if it's in a $10 bill, a cup of coffee, a ride, a meal, a prayer. That's what I do. That's what I do. And I got, there's men out there that literally count on me showing up so I can encourage them and motivate them and share the Bible with them and let them know that they're special.
What size budget do y'all operate on, Rudy? I always talk about how we can get listeners involved and how they can
you know
hear
what,
you
Bo,
speak.
I'm doing all this on $20,000 a year.
Are you?
Yeah.
$20,000 a year budget.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing good. You're a minister at large. You're out there 24/7, always on, always cheerful, always Christ-centered, and have that small a budget.
And, it's amazing how it gets done, but that's the cash piece, and the rest is all miracles, one right after another. God is faithful. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. I walk in complete faith, just about. I can't see what's going to happen, even this afternoon. But I'm going for it because I know God's there. He is there.
Where do you operate your school out of, Rudy?
I operate the school out of my church, His Love Fellowship. What a great church. Pastor Phil Abeda and Jim Wirth and Isidore Lucero and three other men that have just loved me and put their arms around me and gave me an opportunity to have a home base. And I want to thank them for that, too. And it's on 9th and Calumet, right in the heart of the West Side. And there's a lot of action down there.
You're two blocks away from Scum of the Earth now, right? Or they're two blocks away from you now, I think.
Oh, all right. They're getting a little closer.
I think they're at 11th and Calumet, I think.
Tell them what that is, by the way.
It's a church for kind of young alternative kids that I think they moved to 11th and Calumet. So you guys are neighbors now. So yeah.
Scum of the Earth. Scum of the Earth. Yeah. What a name.
Yeah. Well, it's biblical. It's, you know, Paul.
It sure is.
Paul and, you know, Corinthians said we were like the scum of the earth, you know. And so they decided that was a great name for reaching out to, you know, kids on the street and inner city and urban kids. Gotten a little bit bigger now. My son Baker, that's kind of his church because they meet it. They meet on Sunday nights, so he doesn't have to get up on Sunday morning. But
say hi to Baker. Rudy,
how come you've never looked at me as a white guy, and I've never looked at you as a Chicano, and you move like I hope I move from race to race to race without ever seeing race? You just see people and see hearts. What is that? Did God just give us a?
I think that's a gift from God, Bo. I really do. You know, my brother, you don't even know my brother. He's went home to the Lord. My brother used to always say, "How's that Bo guy doing?" You know, he's a neat guy. How'd you hook up with these guys? What are you doing with Anschutz? He says, "Do you have any idea how much money that guy?" And you know, and because he reads the paper and my brothers even know you and my family members because I talk.
Well, it's because we're friends.
Yeah, because you've helped me so many years and you poured so much into me.
Me too, Rudy.
And we don't need to get off on that, but thanks, Bo. Thanks. Beach Rich, too. How's my buddy Rich?
Actually,
he's doing a little bit better.
A lot better.
Our friend Rich Beach is
keep praying for
battling
Rich.
Cancer like many of you are that are listening today. And, I mean, we get our hope from the fact that we're just passing through here. We know where we're heading, and yet we want to stay here. So we fight to keep this life, all we know, before we move from life to life and pass into the presence of Christ. But Beach is a superman. He is a battling machine.
Love that guy.
6 months ago, it was discouraging, wasn't it, Bob?
It was. But he's a fighter. And, you know, he says his job is to get better. And he's up walking. I mean, you know, he totally lost capability of even being able to get out of bed and walk, and now we're watching him. He's going to jog. He's going to jog out of Life Care Center in Littleton, and
he's going to come speak at Narrowgate, right. And you're going to be there.
Right, and we're going to have the ice cream truck for to celebrate. So.
You keep bringing that up. You want that ice cream truck too, down?
Yeah, come on down and visit us. Right. I'll drive it if I have to, boy. I know you're busy.
No.
You know what? I'm going to let the keys out a lot next year. Yeah. I just got this truck and it's a hobby and we give away free ice cream. And I didn't know ice cream men had such lousy reputations, but people are looking at me like,
yeah, but someone told us as long as you have a hat, remember you need a hat. Cause if you got a hat, I guess it says you are an ice cream man. You're okay.
I got a hat, a shirt and a truck that my daughter gave me. It says Bopaw's ice cream. And I've always just thought that would be fun to hear that music of the ice cream man. And then you don't have to come up with $4. Guy just hands it to you. So
you know what, Bo? I need to say this. A lot of people think being a Christian is a drag. Not if you know Bo Mitchell and Rick Beach and Bob Bells. We have a ball.
Well,
we have a ball.
You too. In those days of Sky's the Limit camp in the early days, it was a good cultural blend for all of us, wasn't it?
We all learned a lot, and we got to get old together. We're getting old together.
I know. 60. Quit bringing it up. We got to think young. So, you're most excited about Team Dunamis for the rest of your life. You feel like God's giving you the platform right there, Rudy, where you can use your gifting and your personality and just impact lives.
Well, actually, Bo, I'm an evangelist.
I know.
And that's what I want to do. And Team Dunamis is part of that right now. And working with men across the city is part of that. But I see myself going just about anywhere and serving the Lord to my last breath, Bo.
And you're never lonely, are you?
Huh? No. The Lord's always with me.
So are we.
Right. And I got guys like you guys. So.
You know, there's a couple guys that have listened on Wednesdays and have heard this broadcast. I'm sorry, listened to our program here on Sundays and showed up on Wednesdays with our Narrowgate group, which you're a part of. And I'd encourage you, if you do feel lonely or isolated or just want to plug into some great teaching and preaching, come join that group at Glenmore Country Club, and don't let that scare you. The only reason we do it there is it's central. It's between Colorado Boulevard and University on Bellevue. Great lunch and a great spirit in that room, wouldn't you say, Rudy?
You bet. Matter of fact, I need to tell you guys, I take your lessons, and I just stir myself into it and feed them to the guys on Wednesday nights, too. So I want
plagiarize
you guys to
plagiarize everything we say.
We're all a bunch of plagiarizers. We're all copying the Bible anyway. So Rudy,
somebody, you know, it's Sunday morning. It's 7:30. Somebody's driving down the street near 9th and Kalamath. What time is the services there at your church?
Two services, 9:00 and 10:30, and you can get some great music and some great preaching. Any one of them times. Come on down, 910 Calum at the corner.
All right, and then if you're driving down University or Broadway, and you're out near, Arapaho Road, Orchard Road, come on over to Highline Community Church, and we're at 9 and 10:45, and we got great music. You heard Biff? You heard our music guy, man, Biff? Man, he rocks, man.
He and I can both really sing.
Anyway, we want you if you're out there. So,
Rudy, how can people donate money to what you're doing? How they get in touch with you?
Hislop Fellowship, 910 Calumet, Denver, Colorado, 80204.
Hislop Fellowship. So,
Hislop Fellowship. Throw the name Rudy in there somewhere.
Okay, you're like Rudy Rudiger. You remember that Rudy?
Yeah, no.
Greatest sports movie ever. The guy that played for Notre Dame, one play.
Oh, Rudy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Rudy. He's a great guy and a friend of mine, and very.
Well, I thought that was about Rudy Chicone.
It should have been. That's similar to your life. You're the Rudy.
Great movie, except for one thing.
What?
They used the wrong Rudy.
Well, and you're in for more than one play. And so is he, by the way. He's a speaker and helps kids and does a great job. So we love you, Rudy Chicone. You're a good man, and you're doing good work here in Colorado.
Yeah, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, really appreciate it. God bless you, Denver.
We'll see you on Wednesdays, and we'll hope to hear more from you, Rudy, down the road. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you folks again next week right here on KOA.